gentlemen. We're broadcasting worldwide right now. It is 7-11. Wednesday, the 11th day of July, 2012. Dan Feit is a journalist and joins us right now. He was just getting into something that probably should have done the whole interview on, but we only got about 5 minutes left here, or 3 or 4 minutes left technically. And that's provocateuring. Again, I covered an urban warfare drill. Mike Hansen saw this, my camera guy, in Florida. And the military was really mad I was covering this. We found out because it was a round up the town drill. And we go around the town, Brooksville, Florida, and they'd have military. People coming out of their houses, this is on video, saying, "You're Alex Jones, the military told me not to talk to you." This is like 13 years ago when hardly anybody knew who I was. And then I'm there trying to film the military landing and practicing taking over the town at the local municipal airport. And like I said, they had this military guy who'd been following us around in Austin jump out of the bushes, we later learned was assigned to him, and start setting fires, going, "You know, like the fires you're setting, Alex." And I was like putting them out. He like setting more, and I had to like, you know, well, I'm not going to get into the whole story. The point is, stop the guy. And I mean, listen, you're nothing. They'll put you in prison in 5 seconds. That's what I'm telling you. Setting up Americans, we're the enemy. You have to understand, those running the country tell you it's all about patriotism, but it's the opposite. They're here to bring this country down. And only being honest about how bad this is will ever get us out of this. But I've experienced it. I've experienced all sorts of stuff that until you witness it, it's hard to believe. Dan Feit, finishing up your point on this front.
Sure. I just wanted to sort of add that there's a real corrupt sort of incentive structure inside the FBI. It's called statistical accomplishments. And so whenever they can create an incident using informants, you know, trying to generate charges and stuff, they can get statistical accomplishments for their careers. And so the documents that I got were posted under COINTELPRO Gothic and COINTELPRO Gothic 2. And they show how statistical accomplishments are an integral part that motivates this entire process of interfering in domestic movements, declaring that, well, we think you're a terrorist, we're putting you on the watch list because of your political statements and things of that nature. I just want to say, though, on the positive side, there is a lot we can do in terms of research. I encourage everybody to do this. You know, I've just been someone who's been plugging at it for a while, and I have a lot of friends who help me find the information and get the word out. There's a couple good wikis that are sort of collecting information aside from websites like publicintelligence.net, cryptome.org. There's also the Echelon 2 Project PM, which sort of collects information that anonymous type people have found. There's also another wiki called Telecomics BSRE, which looks very specifically at the telecommunications vendors that sort of build these totalitarian turnkey states in different countries. So we can analyze those things very carefully. And then also, it's very important that, you know, we can all work together across like really ideologically broad coalitions to raise these issues, bring them to our state legislatures. We've had very good luck raising awareness of the consequences of if the legislature in Minnesota were to expand and create something called criminal intelligence data, which lets them create open-ended dossiers on people. And so that's the kind of thing that you can organize against across the political spectrum. People are very skeptical of it. Local governments and local politicians don't necessarily want to spend the money, but they also, I know for a fact, they've told me, we can't go against the war on drugs because we don't have the leverage. You know, it's hard to go up against the police. So you have to work on giving mainstream people some political cover if you want to try to at least block things from getting worse.
That's a key. Thank you so much, Dan Feit. Plug your website real quick.
My main website is hongkong.com. I also work with Twin Cities Indie Media. I've been a member of the Global Revolution Video Collective with the Occupy Wall Street. So been involved in quite a few.
Great job,
things.
Dan. We're going to talk to you soon. Thank you for all the time. Keep up the great work. Yeah, I mean, just ending here at this segment, I want to say this. The more of us that speak out, the more of us that get involved, the more of us that take action, the more of us that reach out, it gives other people cover. There's safety in numbers. So speak out. Say no. Point out the tyranny. Defend freedom. Do the right thing. Don't follow unlawful orders. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
For many years, the 100% organic nutritional supplement, Heart and Body Extract, has been helping people worldwide with wellness issues. It all started with the health concerns of the product's creator, Sharon Harris.
I know what it's like to suffer, to be in pain, to have severe headaches, to have legs, ankles, feet so swollen, I was not able to wear my own shoes. Out of desperation, I decided I'm going to need to create something.
The result is Heart and Body Extract.
Well, Heart and Body Extract is liquid, an organic herbal formula. It's made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, butcher's broom, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper.
Many people see results with Heart and Body Extract in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. Get well now. To order, visit hnbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Wednesday, another edition of the Alex Jones broadcast. I am Alex Jones, your host. We stream live video of this syndicated radio broadcast at prisonplanet.tv. We are fighting the construction of the globalist prison planet via the InfoWar, hence our flagship capital ship, InfoWars.com. And we wouldn't be here today, wouldn't be able to be reaching millions of people right now if it wasn't for listeners like you spreading the word on Facebook, Twitter, person to person, spreading the word about local AM and FM affiliates that folks are listening to us on across the country, as well as XM Channel 166. If you're a new listener and are saying, what is this guy talking about? What does this guy stand for? I am an individual who is a constitutionalist. I believe in the Bill of Rights and Constitution. I think it's the best system ever produced and deployed in a governmental system. I am a staunch defender of our national sovereignty, and I diametrically oppose everything that the New World Order stands for. What is the New World Order? Well, it's the same thing I said 17 years ago on air that I say it is today. It is a consortium of six private megabanks that have gotten governments in the Western world in the last 200 years, here it's only the last 99, to accept unlimited fiat currency they control. So they literally control the issuance of currency and credit and are able to take over economies in an unfair trade advantage. That's putting it lightly. They are monopolistic and authoritarian in their every move. They are anti-human. They are robber barons who have codified their dictatorial activities into a cosmology and worldview system known as eugenics. Under modern names, it is known as transhumanism. And they are pushing a world Soviet run by private interests. So the communism you've been taught about is not the true communism. It is a corporate fascism on top, directing a compartmentalized Soviet communitarian model on the bottom. Two different systems. It is government for and by inbred scientific technocrats who openly, in every one of their major tomes and treatises, are announcing a planetary world government to shut off resources incrementally until you are disarmed and poor and have no way to resist. Then from high-tech armored fortresses and underground keeps, the globalists will launch drone and robot-delivered bio and chem attacks, reducing the world population by 99% at least. Publicly, they say 80 to 90%, but in their deeper writings, they obviously don't tell their servant class they're going to kill everybody or almost everybody or they wouldn't be serving them. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is a mass total takeover program. This is an emergency global transmission warning you. We have reverse engineered their entire program 17 years ago. And now it is a public. The globalists openly announced that they've established world government over the entire planet. They are mopping up a few isolated areas right now. Doesn't mean the countries they're mopping up are even good. Most governments are horrible and wicked, but the larger scientific, mechanized, focused, organized evil of the New World Order, it has got backroom deals with China and has pretty much absorbed the communist model there. But there's still some infighting going on because the globalists balance power against each other. Russia is a dictatorial authoritarian system, but compared to the Anglo-American New World Order variety, is not eugenics-based at this time. So the globalists are contending with them, infiltrating their country, openly trying to overthrow it publicly. The globalists are overthrowing the family. They're overthrowing any religious system because the state has to be God, has to be replaced with that. They are rewriting the genetic code of humanity and almost every other major species of plant and animal publicly. They are engaged in psychopathic power-mad orgies of irrevocable damage to the planet itself in their mad lust and race for godhood. And before I get a bunch of preachers sending me emails saying they're not going to become gods, they're not going to live forever, I don't believe that. That's what they believe. That's what the globalists say. I bibliographic. It's all at whatistheendgame.com. Whatistheendgame.com. Online bibliography for my film Endgame. And that was made 5 years ago. We've made countless films, countless reports, countless articles, every day reports with their admissions, Rockefeller Foundation, all of it, how they're killing us, how the operation works, how they're killing the gut flora to then come and sell us new gut flora, making us totally dependent on them, those that are even allowed to live in the next phase before mass extermination. Absolute, total psychopaths playing God, mayday emergency worldwide. This is what we're talking about. Okay, that's it. That's the basics. And I want to know, do you think I'm crazy? You think I ought to just go shut up and everything's fine? Or do you understand? Have you looked into what I've claimed? Have you found out it's true and then some and then some and then some again? Because believe me, staring into this, when you find out how public it is and the fact that it's hidden in plain view, you can't go to a baseball game anymore. You can't sit there and hear the preacher talk about worshiping government all day anymore. You can't sit there and live in la-la land anymore. Because let me tell you something. I have found reality. The globalists think you're so stupid, they've written all of this down over and over again and have implemented it. And they're following their plan to the T. We've got them 6-7 years behind. They are in 2012, where they wanted to be in about 2005. But they are following it all exactly as they said they would. So I sit here with horror announcing to you daily what the next phase will be. And we fight them on certain issues, and then we're able to analyze how they're going to try to go around us when we beat them. I mean, when you're really living this war, I mean, we're in a virtual and real battlefield here. And humanity is in the crosshairs. And we're, I mean, I said I'd go to your phone calls in this segment. Just out of the gates, I am. In fact, I'm not even going to get to the off-the-chart news until I've taken 15 calls. In fact, John Harmon, you're up there taking the calls. I'm not allowed to go to news until I've taken 15 calls. Because I've somehow got to break the cycle of not covering the news and not taking calls. And nobody's complaining but me. I listen to the broadcast, and sometimes there's moments of genius. There's other moments of overheating and my psychological engine blowing up. So it's a long race here. It's an Indy 500, and we've got to be the tortoise, not the hare. But let me tell you, the news is mooey crazy. Let me just give you one little tidbit. The last 4 days, it's come out that three big pharmacological companies knowingly were killing their customers and laughing about it. With vaccines, with psychotropics, and with asthma drugs, knowing that it would kill people and wouldn't even help them. It's not like, oh, it helps some, kills others. No, knowing their products are total crud, giving you measles, mumps, rubella in the shot, killing your child when they go to get asthma medication. Just, it's all a giant joke. It's all a giant, huge, in-your-face joke to the globalist. And now they've got legislation that looks like it's going to pass to give themselves total immunity. And not just immunity for drug companies. They already have it for the vaccines. Globalist like, we're going to be killing people with this, giving them cancer and stuff, brain damaging them, and we got to have immunity. And they've got immunity, which is a fraud. It's kind of like the Nazis saying they had immunity. We'll see how much immunity you have at the end of a rope. It's a mind game. Oh, I have immunity. Oh, yes, now you have immunity. Yeah, we'll see how much immunity you've got. Nixon said he had immunity for chump change crimes compared to what's going on now. So we're going to get into that because now big agro with biotech wants liability protection from the federal government, and the bill's very close to passing. Gee, they want liability protection from food they're going to make you eat because it's so good for you. And we've got all the documents and all the news articles going back 15 years where the Monsanto crew will not eat their own food. And all their big biotech campuses, you know, behind armed guards and swipe cards and the rest of it, at their really bioweapon facilities, they call it food production. this eugenics company, their scientists have GMO-free cafeterias. I'm sorry. Let's go ahead and go to Kevin in Kentucky. Kevin, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex. To answer your question, I guess, no, I don't think you're crazy and exaggerating. If anything, you're not going far enough. But, hey, you're doing what you can do. I did want to say, last night I was speaking with a friend of mine who is in the healthcare industry. She's a nurse. And we were just having a conversation, and I asked her what she thought about the new healthcare bill being passed. And before she just started, I just want to let people wake up. She says, what in the world? I am so sick of all these people complaining about Obama and a new health care law. It's driving me crazy. So people are waking up. And, I just want to throw that in there. But another friend says that those kind of things will never happen in our lifetime. They're not worried about it. Now, most of the people that I talk to that aren't awake don't have children. They don't have any, bills to pay, per se. You know, they're getting their food stamps. They're living just fine, so they have no reason to worry about it. I have two children, a family, and a home, trying to live the American dream that my parents did. Me and you are the same age. And it's tough. It's really tough, and it's hard to explain.
Exactly. For all these people on disability, a lot of them, need it. I'm not saying they're even bad. You've got over 51% of the public on government dole one way or the other. and the rest of us are getting ready to have our backs break. And the globalist answer is re-education camps and labor camps. And they now admit this. This is not going to be like Russia where they get away with it. There's 200 million guns in this country.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Yes, we've been tragic on the wine spread, much too long, Babylon system is...
Of course, we reported this 3 months ago, and then again another month ago. There's a train of Russian ships pulling into the port there, their only Mediterranean port. In the Mediterranean, there in Syria. That's part of the news coming up. Now the New York Times has reported it. So we now know it's true. Again, when the sun comes up in the morning, the New York Times has to say so for us to then, because they told us there was yellow cake from Niger in Saddam's garden. Remember, they even said it was buried under a rose bush. But now they're saying ships are being sent. So I have to question it. Maybe Russian ships aren't being sent. No, the Russians confirmed a month ago they're sending in Spetsnaz, you name it. That's coming up. That's the type of news we're going to be covering. And NATO is saying they want to start bombing, you know, in a humanitarian way, Damascus with Russians in it. You know what that sounds like to me? Yeah, it's not very good. See, the world is in more danger now than it's ever been. But they've got trash men all over the country busy looking in our trash cans for Al-Qaeda. That's just the prime menu. In fact, they've already switched to, and anything else that looks illegal. You smell marijuana in there? You see any marijuana seeds? They get you primed on. Here's Al-Qaeda. And then pretty soon, did you see somebody spank their kid? That's why I'm creeped out, ladies and gentlemen. The government is not the government anymore. I don't care if the average person in it isn't a bad person. It doesn't matter. The people driving the ship are super bad hombres. And bending over to them and licking their boots isn't going to get us out of this. Let me just give everybody a news flash. I've got to shut up now. I'll never get to my 15 calls. I'll get to the news. John in New York. John, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, I wanted to share 2 points with you because I believe in everything that you're doing. You've woken me up extremely. And my first point actually goes to television and film. There is so much new world order in television and film, at least I've been realizing in the last 5 years, that is just...
No, you're absolutely... That's why I'm hiring 4 or 5 more reporters, if I can afford it, is because I'll just give you inside baseball. I plan to put 2 of them on the media beat because every time I turn on a movie or a TV show, it's anti-family, anti-gun, pro-world government, military checkpoints on the highways. I mean, it's all anti-freedom messages because they know about 80% of people don't even watch the news. I mean, you think the news is full of bull, folks? You ought to try. Every movie I see is laced with it. I mean, yes, sir, you're right. We're going to try to focus on that more. What kind of things are you noticing?
Seeing corporations and world government. There's a new show, Continuum, that's airing in Canada. It's very famous, and it's truly about the New World Order. That is the plot. It is about an officer who has finally woken up to the New World Order and how corporations in the future, in 2076, have bought all the people. They've bought all the land. They own you. You don't own yourself. They own you.
By the way,
own you.
Do you know the psych warfare? I know a lot of TV producers, a lot of Hollywood people, and I mean, a lot of directors and producers, and I've met so many of them, and they described it this way. They said, look, a lot of us know what's going on, but this stuff doesn't get approved by the big heads of the different corporations. It doesn't get approved by Fox or by Universal or by the studio heads unless it fits in their agenda. So they'll be anti-New World Order, and you'll even get some shows out like Jericho on mainstream television where a Merck group in the government stages a nuclear attack to get martial law going, which is actually one of the real plans. Because it is. The New World Order is a banker Merck takeover of America. But see, the reason they'll allow that on air, and it was top rated, and then somebody higher up said kill it, is they only want a little of it to condition people. Like, oh, that's a movie. That's only a movie where the Mercs nuke things. Or that's only a movie. Or it's 2075 when there's a global corporation. No. They've been taking blood for 40 years. They've now ruled blood samples taken over 25 years ago. You just look this up. Court rules corporations own your DNA. When they take your baby blood, or you agree and sign forms for a blood test, you know, you think it's a free blood test at college or whatever, they say, oh, free HIV test, where everybody's scared of getting it because they're sexually active, so you'll get the blood test. And it was free, but the form said they could actually use it for research. You're like, oh, that's okay, even if you read it. Now, when you go in, you have individual protein combos and things. You go to get a genetic treatment, they go, that's going to be $1 million. And you go, well, why $1 million? We go, well, we own your DNA now. to give you your own DNA treatment. Great point. In fact, stay there. I want to hear another comment from you, John. Then we're going to go to Scott, Mark, Nick, Alan, and others.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, we're going back to your calls here in a moment. And the last caller really hit one of my pet peeves, John in New York, and we're going back to him in a few minutes here. One of the areas I kick myself constantly is that I'm not following propaganda and entertainment enough. And I don't just mean Illuminati imagery. I don't just mean things like that. Anytime my wife downloads mainline TV shows to watch when she's, you know, lifting weights at the house or, you know, running on the treadmill or whatever, she'll call me over and go, look at this, look at this. And the bad person that's got children kidnapped in a basement refuses to vaccinate their children. Or the person that refuses to vaccinate wants to secretly nerve gas New York City. It's every show. I know you're seeing it. I don't watch entertainment shows other than things like the Olympics. I will probably TiVo it. I have cable. I don't have cable. I have Dish, whatever it is. I have some system in my house. I don't even watch enough to know. I will watch some of the Olympic stuff. I'll feel guilty the entire time because they'll be bombarding New World Order, global government messages. I'll have to turn the television, off or fast forward every time ads come on because of all the subliminals and things. But overall, I mean, it is, you know, good to see human potential, and I like track and field, the swimming and things like that. And it's good for my children to see that, because then it gives them role models to be into sports instead of into other things. So I get why people run to sports. It just becomes this totally overdone, you know, sick culture where we then idolize all these big professional athletes who've got the sordid background. But when it comes to just flat out, straight up sports, it's one of the healthiest things out there. And certainly not saying I'm some sports aficionado. I just, as I get older, realize how important sports is for children. But I'm going to digress at that point. I know I'm stating the obvious here. And do two plugs here. One is just informational. We make videos all the time that we air here on the radio / TV or on the nightly news. I can shoot one at my house for 5 minutes, holding the camera myself with it shaking, and it gets 800,000 views. I can produce a documentary that takes a year to make and gets 5 million views. I can make a documentary that takes 2 days to make and it gets 4 million views. You never know what is going to hit the zeitgeist with people. And I don't tailor what we produce to try to hit a zeitgeist. I believe that people should want to know what's going on in reality and know about threats to their future and their present, for that matter. So I produce things that I think are important, and it's hit or miss, but I still produce what I think is important. And we spent all of 2.5, almost 3 weeks, producing a 20-minute video titled Humanity's Greatest Secret, Dreams of the Universe. And it came out Saturday afternoon, and it's only had 191,000 views. Now, I've seen algorithms out there and reports that YouTube has gotten harder and harder because there are tens of millions of people posting stuff, so it's so competitive. You know, people that used to get millions of views every video, they're lucky to get 100,000 now. So I understand with one of our channels with 220 million views or whatever, we have about 500 and something million total in the last few years, that we're dominating news and politics on YouTube. You know, that's the, quote, genre of the box they put us in. We're dominating. And it's an important area, YouTube is, because that's where we reach mainline people, young people and others, who would never come across this information, who don't listen to talk radio. Our biggest sustained audience is now over 115 AM and FM stations. It's really getting scary how many stations we're getting, because we're always gaining stations, but then losing them as they sell or change formats or things like that. So normally we would hover around, you know, 60, 70, 80 stations over the years. Now it's been well over 100 for a while, and we're gaining 3-4 stations a week now, and it's going to be like 150 if this keeps going in you know, 4, 5, 6 weeks. And it really scares me because the fact that I'm becoming mainstream really shows I'm right. I mean, I wish I was wrong. Every day I try to think of ways to be wrong. I try to think of ways that I'm overestimating the globalists. I try to think of ways that I'm wrong and it's not that bad. And believe me, folks, I know why a lot of you are in denial. I want to be in denial. I want to be in denial. And the fact that we're breaking through on every front is very positive, showing people are waking up. But then I hear the kind of stuff I say sometimes in the rebroadcast, because I'll have it on at night or something, and I'll go, that just sounds crazy. But I go, but I have all those articles on it. I mean, I just can't believe this is really happening. But again, the tyrants by increments have gotten us to this point. The tyrants by increments have just ratcheted up, got a little more. And because we had a system of freedom, it produced so much wealth that we've become decadent slobs. This is what every historian and philosopher and Christian religious leader has pointed out, that where you have the blessings of God and where you have liberty, you create unbelievable milk and honey. You produce wealth, and then your kids become a little less hardworking. They become a little less hardworking. And then they become decadent, and they become evil, and they become corrupt. So we're sitting here in the Western world, but also all over the planet, with good, hardworking, pure people who are trying to be pure of heart, certainly sinful, certainly have problems, but trying to be good. And then there are those out there that could care less and would sell their mother out for a stick of bubble gum. And we're reaching that tipping point now where the corrupt have gotten away with so much. These corporate CEOs. Three big news stories the last 4 or 5 days where Big Pharma knowingly in their own documents knows their products, A, don't help people. It's not like it's a cost benefit. Well, it helps 10 but hurts 1. No, no, no. And then hide that from people. No, no, no. It doesn't work. It kills people. We know it's killing them. Ha, ha, ha. It's like that former Goldman Sachs managing, you know, international director we had on with the film that we're selling, A Greater Good. And I said, man, your film is, you know, kind of mainline about the dangers of vaccines. Did you know it's really on purpose? And she goes, yes, that's how I woke up. The head of a $7 billion a year company was in my office. And he said, we've got this new drug that's going to kill a bunch of people and make us a bunch of money, and started laughing. She said, so, yes, sir, I know. I just saw the film and thought it was very informed and good. I hadn't even looked into the fact that she was a former top person at Goldman. I mean, you know, highest level of Goldman Sachs. And she goes, yeah, I know they want to kill us. But I, you know, the public isn't ready for that, so I just made this film. And again, you can talk to anybody in the upper echelons of power and go, you've been in the meetings where we talk about killing everybody, right? And they go, yeah, sure I have. That's what they're into. You can talk to the top of their class at university. They've been called in and given the speech. You can talk to the top guy at the FBI. If he was honest, he'd tell you, this is the club, okay? And either and they'll test you once you start getting up to those highest levels. They'll test you and see if you're into it. I've had Russian bio, genetic engineering experts on. I've had British ones who were making millions a year at these companies. And they go, hey, this is sterilizing all the rats or all the guinea pigs. This potato is, this corn is. And they go, just don't worry about it. They're like, but this is going to sterilize humans. And they go, that's the point. It's not just the trait we're advertising. Now, don't worry about it. And they're like, but this is really bad. It's also causing cancer and stuff. There's too many people. Shut up. You like your job, don't you? As director of this project, but it's going to kill people. Oh. Do you like your family? How's your daughter doing? How's your son doing? I mean, you know, shit, I've interviewed the police on air who have named the names of where at Oklahoma City, the FBI would come to their office, into the sergeant's office, into the head of the canine unit's office, and others, and say, do you like your wife and kids? Because they're going to be dead if you don't stop investigating this. Okay? That's who's running things in America. So let's stop being naive about it, okay? It's going to get us all killed. Because let me tell you something. The globalists are out of control. I said I'd go to your calls. We're going to go to them right now. The guy got me on a jag there. The point is, that video, I'm going to have it reposted by Adon, one of our great writers and webmasters. I'm going to have it reposted as a red link again, but I'm going to give it the headline, what I really think it is. Humanity's Prime Directive. You call Adon here real quick. Thank you. And then we're going to Twitter it out at Real Alex Jones. And I want you to get this 20-minute video out to people because it really sets the stage mentally for people to think about. Come on in, bro. Yeah, come on in, Adon. Come on in. Hey, will you take this video and repost it as a red link and just give it the headline, Humanity's Prime Directive? Perfect. Top red link, Infowars.com. Thank you, my friend. That'll be up there in about 10 minutes, folks. It'll be up there in about a minute and a half, but you got to hit refresh. I think we need to put an auto refresh on Infowars every 10 minutes or something. Because so many times people don't hit refresh, they don't get the new articles. It's important to do that. Okay, I'm digressing. It's what I do. I'm going to get to your calls. I said I'd take 15 calls before I even got to the news. I'm only on to the second caller right now. I'm going to go back to him in a moment. First off, paying some bills. And how do we pay our bills here? We pay our bills selling things at very low prices that I use and I believe in. We own all of the last run. This doesn't even sell at Amazon until the 24th of July. We have it with a free citizen rule book and bumper stickers. Dreams from my real father, Joel Gilbert, about the real Barack Obama. This is a film you've got to see and won't put down, believe me. Everybody I've seen it says, wow, you weren't hyping this. Available, InfoWarsShop.com. Save some lives. Get The Greater Good at InfoWarsShop.com about the vaccines made by the former top Goldman Sachs lady who found out it was all a plan to kill people. But the point is that get that film. Get it out to people before their sweet little toddler gets the third round and is lights out and doesn't know who they are ever again. Okay? I mean, this is a death race we're in, ladies and gentlemen. Get it at InfoWarsShop.com or call 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139 or write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Lastly, we have the best gravity-fed filters that you can use in a tent or your RV or your house or your restaurant or your business. And they got big ones, they got little ones. And we've already got the lowest price on it anywhere, but we got 10% off on top of that with promo code WATER at InfoWarsShop.com. Or you can call just our office, and they'll take your order and get the discount there. Or you can write to us, and the same thing. Just write the code WATER, 888-253-3139, or InfoWarsShop.com. And when you buy the books, the T-shirts, the videos, all that, it funds, well, the best there is. And we're not that good, I'll tell you right now. But we sure are eager to fight tyranny, and we're the best there is. We're the biggest thing there is fighting these people. And we're just now starting to get traction. So, again, please buy the books, videos, T-shirts, everything at InfoWarsShop.com or InfoWars.com. We'll get you there. Okay, I'm going to shut up now. I've got to just shut up and go to the calls. John in New York, any other examples of brainwashing in entertainment TV versus what's in the news?
Well, right now you could definitely see coming up that Total Recall. You definitely need to do a video on that. That's Total New World Order, Mind Control, and Red Dawn, a film that was at MGM. It's getting released this October, finally, the remake in theaters. They're trying to shelve it, and you could definitely...
I do mean to make up... Well, it was going to be about the Chinese invading, leading a Latin American force, which is actually an accurate scenario. That's a public scenario. But no, now it's North Korea that can't even build a car or tie their shoelaces. They're so big, you know, playing the part of TSA agents gone to heaven. I mean, that's what they are. It's the kingdom of TSA behavior. And for those that don't know, so Red Dawn was supposed to come out a year ago. Like 2 years ago, Charlie Sheen was telling me about it, the remake. And instead, he's not in it, but you know, he was in the first one, so he knew about it. I went and looked it up. The Chinese government threatened the U.S. government, and they went and pressured the film company, and they went and re-edited the whole thing. Can you believe that?
Unbelievable. And it's just that the one thing I wanted to say, though, is that with everything that you're doing, people have to know that it's not so much about seeing this information, because I think what the New World Order wants is they'll throw all this information at you and then try to paint it as fiction, so that you can be fooled and not fully understand that this is actually real. This is actually happening. I think that's
why... Exactly. Great points. God bless you. Yeah, there's a Salon article out today demonizing myself and Joseph Farah, a WorldNet Daily, who was on last week. And it says we're basically delusional because we think the government's targeting people that like George Washington. That's in hundreds of police and military training manuals, and we have it on video. That's been all over the news. And they're there thinking their readers are dumb, which I guess they are. And then the commenters, they have the Joseph Farah clip about, if you know, Obama wins, they're going to hunt us down. And they say, and the commenters are almost all saying, yes, kill them. Kill conservatives. That's how they see anybody that isn't for aborting babies as a conservative. And it's just like, yes, kill us, murder us. But we're paranoid that we think they're coming after us. It's called Right Wing Publisher. We run some... misinformation. Oh, they got... no, that's not the article. I don't know. They've changed the headline. That's from April 11th, a year ago. You type in Alex Jones and click news. Web will give you an old search. And we're not... the crew's not in trouble. I'm just training new folks here on the job. Just type in Alex Jones, as I do every morning. I'm getting Google alerts, and I saw this Joseph Farah, Alex Jones, and it's a new article out. I forget the exact headline. Let's go to another call here. Scott in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Great to talk to you, man. Hey, listen, you're doing a great job, and you're really just scratching the surface. I mean, it goes so much deeper than anybody can even conceive of, and it's a millennia-old plan just to destroy people. I spent almost 25 years working in nonprofits as a pastor, and I couldn't take it anymore. I got out because the real work to be done is outside, person to person, family to family. And I just want to encourage everybody out there, especially dads. You know, I mean, if you're a father and you have children, raise them with the awareness that what's coming in the future is going to cost them. I mean, there's going to be a price to pay to maintain their freedom and their sanity. And, I mean, it's going to take some serious digging in and fighting for what we have.
And it's going to get worse. You're going to have already increasing mass suicides, more crazy zombie behavior. This is a society that's having its life force sucked out of it, that's having its survival instinct turned off. We are going into total self-destruction.
Seven children, and everybody thought we were crazy back in the day for having a big family. They're like, oh, no, man, you know, be selfish, live in a big house, have nice cars. And I'm like, no, I can see what's coming on the horizon, and I want a big family around me. I've got five sons. We've worked hard. We've trained them. We've homeschooled them and told them at one point, you're probably going to have to give your life on American soil or on a mission field somewhere for what you believe in.
Tell you what, stay there. I want to hear about how you raised your five sons. And I'll be honest, I've been fighting the globalists so hard, I haven't even done the best job of my children. My wife's done a great job. But you're right. Raise them up right like an arrow. Once you release them, you know, it's all about that aiming those first few years. Yeah, absolutely. Children are designed to listen to their parents. The state tells you don't educate your kids so the state can indoctrinate them. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody.
If you're looking on screen at PrisonPlanet.tv, we have the Drudge Report up, drudgereport.com. UN treaty for gun owners, NRA takes aim. And the NRA, that's normally pretty limp-wristed and milquetoast, wrote, spoke to the Washington Times 6 months ago and said, yes, our intel is Obama will try with executive order to ban semi-auto and register all guns federally. They're already registered when you buy them, folks, you know, that you're getting guns. He's already restricted what guns can be sold just with a rule through the ATF. These are criminals. And when I read the Fox News article that's linked there, Paul Watson's written articles. The expert is a local gun dealer and friend of mine, Bob Dacey. Let's try to get Bob Dacey in next week because he brought in documents a decade ago and gave them to me. And I looked them up. I sent off to the UN and got the documents. It was the UNIDIR documents, July 7th, 2001. And it said, the UN will ban all civilian ownership of guns. The civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. And I searched my website and stuff the other day, because it is 10 years ago, and I couldn't find that. I found that quote, but he had the actual UN print-offs from the UN, and I think a New American magazine that he writes for. Get Dacey in here next week for an hour on gun control. I know he's hard to get on the air because he's busy running a hardware store and a gun shop. Just a good old-fashioned, hard-working American. And that's an example of raising your sons right. You know, I think one or two of his sons are state police now. I know they're patriots. The point is that this is real. And the article says, a treaty being hammered out this month in the United Nations with Iran playing a key role could expose the records of American gun owners to foreign governments. Well, yeah, it says they're going to register them all under the treaty and give it to the UN. You're like, that'll never happen. Well, like health care, the IRS will never tax you for that. It's all going to happen. They don't care. They want to start a civil war. They want the police and military to be wiped out. And by the way, they will be wiped out if they try this. This is one thing people aren't putting up with, and the system knows that. So the commies and the globalists are just going to sit offshore while we kill each other. How about we just don't do it? Well, they're going to do it in Chicago and other areas. They might get away with it there. Wherever they can destroy a culture, they can get away with it. But, folks, it's all in there. Okay, it's a blank check. They call for banning civilian firearms. That's why they have a .357 Magnum tied in a knot at the UN building in New York. Enough from me. I'll hold him over if I have to. Scott in Tennessee, you were bringing up how you raised your sons up. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I mean, you mentioned, you know, legitimate things like full-spectrum dominance, and that's a great term. In your home, you've got to have a full-spectrum integration of your values, of the values of your father, your grandfather, your faith. And I think that, you know, people have forgotten that it's actually, you know, the first institution God established was not the church. It was the family. And I like to tell people it's way more holy to make spaghetti in the kitchen with your kids than it is to go to church and listen to some 6-foot icicle talk about allegiance to the state. And they got to the point I couldn't take it anymore. And I said, you know what? I want to raise world changers who will go out and carry on my worldview, and they're not going to get it from these puppets in the pulpit. And for a long time, man, we just tried to reintegrate and go to another church, another place, try to find a place to fit in. And the truth is that the people who are going to make a difference in the coming days, weeks, and months, that you are not going to fit in. So, you know, do the Bible says, like Isaiah's coming in that spirit to turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children. Take that in earnest and apply it to your life and become a better dad, a better husband, a better citizen. Do what's right, you know, when nobody's watching you. Be the person that you want your children to be. Be 10 times that person. And I tell you, they will catch it. They'll catch the things that you're not teaching. Or that, you know, you say, like, do you think you could do a better job? Don't worry, Alex. Your kids are catching the fire from the things.
I want to hear more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.